This is Canawire, the podcast that cultivates conversations about people, love, and cannabis. Your host, with over 10 years in the cannabis industry, a mother of four, and creator of Canamates, is Heidi Kinnearum.
She hates her job, loves her kids, bored with her husband, tired of the same old list of things to do. So when the to-dos have all been done, she sits down at the kitchen table, rolls herself a fat one, smoke so sweet fills the air. She maybe ought to crack a window. All she can do is stare at the paint that's been peeling off of the wall. Couple of tokes and her troubles don't seem all that tall. You know life will let you down, love will leave you lonely. Sometimes the only way to get by is to get high.
Hi everyone, welcome to episode 2 of our show. My name is Heidi Kinnearum, and Latricia is here with us. Hi, Latricia.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Just hanging in there.
Well, we got through episode 1, and look forward to hearing from everyone on that topic, and we'll get you the place to do that. Today, we're going to talk about parenting and pot on this episode, parenting and cannabis. I keep going back to the parenting and pot because I got that domain like years ago. I'm like, I'm going to write a book on this. I could write a book on it. I have four kids. And,
it's the same thing. Just depends on who you are.
I know. But oh my God, we used to have to put a dollar in the jar for saying pot instead of cannabis or marijuana. So it's funny. But that's when you were trying to get across the medical aspect of it. And, you know, the stigma associated with it. So the organization, My Compassion, it was funny. We did do that. I have a lot of experience on this with four children and all but one use cannabis. It'll protect them all because nobody will ever know which one, either in a job or wherever. They're probably like, Mom, don't talk about this. But I can say one, don't. And I got to be careful as to say who, because I don't want to give them up. Although it's hopefully federally legal here and we can get beyond all of this. But
right.
With that, do you want to start out or you want me to?
Well, yeah, it just depends on where you want to start at, because basically, you know, when we thought about this topic and when I was thinking about it myself, I've always been in a situation where I was always around cannabis when I was growing up. My dad was a grower. Of course, it wasn't legal then to even talk about. You know, then, of course, as I got older, my oldest sons, all three of my sons' fathers were growers too. So it's always been in my life. It's always been in their life. We've always had open dialogue about it around our children, because we know that there was going to be a chance at one point in their life where there's going to be the kid that says, hey, this is cool, let's try this out, you know, whatever the case may be. So our children have been taught from the very beginning of their lives that it's actually used as a medicine. That we use it for anxiety issues that, you know, are on our family and whatnot. Our kids, I mean, even at this point, some of my kids are, you know, talking about it more. I don't want to say using it because that would be horrible, but that's where we're at in life right now as far as parenting goes for myself, that it's always just been a very open dialogue. And we've always created boundaries with it in communication just because of the way the world works.
I want to touch base on that and go back to what you said. That would be horrible, because I think there's a stigma out there that people who use cannabis don't give a shit if their kids do. And that's just not true.
Right.
You know, I used cannabis since middle school. I understood it. I knew it. And it never killed me. There were people that did pills, you know, there were, So growing up, there was the group that smoked cannabis. There was the group that did like acid and mushrooms and psychedelics and purple microdot mescaline and all that stuff back then. Right. And then there were the kids who didn't. I just remember cannabis. I was in control. I don't remember being or losing control as a young teenager with cannabis. So I understood what it did all my life to me. So I understood what it would do to my kids. And I have to say, I know kids are going to experience, and I would rather my kids use cannabis than anything out there mm-hmm. right now. Alcohol, pills, anything that'll kill them. Everything else will kill them. But cannabis never killed me, and I smoked a lot of it, and I didn't think it was ever going to kill my kids. What right. would kill them, what would hurt them more than anything is being arrested and having these charges put on them, and all that, that was the biggest risk of all. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand that risk when I grew up in the 70s and smoking in the bleachers at school. Like, you couldn't do that now. Right. You know, I had never been arrested. My parents never used cannabis. But for some reason, I was drawn to cannabis. And at a very early age, I used it. So I've had enough experience with it to identify what my children is what's happening with my children when they use it. But I will tell you this, as a parent, when they were growing up and I found cannabis on them, I did not like it. And I actually hate to admit this in today's day and age, but at one point I let the police record to find out who was selling it to them, because I did not want anyone selling my children anything. I didn't want them using anything until they were of age. Right. Cannabis, alcohol, whatever that was, they needed to be of age, and I didn't support that. I wouldn't do that now, of course not. I look back at that, I'm like, oh my God, Heidi, did you really do that? I'm like, I can't believe I did that. So anyway, bottom line with that, I don't know if my kids even know that to date. I would never do that. So hopefully we get beyond and past that. And I had flushed some really good cannabis down the toilet many times just to set that example. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, is this really good weed? And I'd be like, no, you can't use this. I'll never forget the first time I realized what a blunt was when I saw all the tobacco from the blunt in the garbage. Like, what the hell is this? I'm like, oh, this. And then I learned it was a blunt. And, you know, so you learn that your kids use cannabis. But I always felt like, oh, at least it's this and not, you know, coke and or whatever.
Right.
You know, as they are older now, they all use cannabis and have a love and respect for cannabis, except one, like I said, and that one could probably use it the most. I'm just saying, yeah, to help a little bit, but to each their own. I don't push it on any of my kids.
I thought it was out of the clear for mine. I was. Both of my boys that I know that are in their tweener ages right now were both like, ew, we don't like that. We don't like the smell of it. And I'm like, heck yeah, I don't have to worry about you stealing my weed. You know?
Yeah, there you go.
That is the only worry I have other than them hanging out with the wrong person. You know what I mean? Whose parents are like jerks.
That is so true, Latricia, that you brought that up. It's, that's another concern, is them stealing your weed, because cannabis is not inexpensive. And if you're growing it home and you have an abundance of it, it's easy to do for them, too. You don't want that happening. It could hurt them.
You know, they might not be able to do their laundry or their chores or whatever. But
I know.
Neither here nor there. Like, yeah, the only things I really have worried about it is that they let that be an influence of who they are and how they're, you know, how they're treated and how they treat people. And that's one of the problems that I have with it, is just, you know, worrying about them and who they're hanging out with.
That is important, who they hang out with.
And how they respect it. Yeah, and how they respect it. How they perceive it, that is very important, too. So I don't want them to be like, yeah, we're going to just go over our friend's house and get stoned out of our brains and then do nothing but play video games. I would really hope that somebody would, like, take this as, like, I can't do this. Let me backtrack here. I don't want to sit around and smoke weed and play video games. Those are the kind of kids I don't want my kids to be around, bottom line. Which
I don't want my kids to be around anyone that's smoking weed until they're of age. I mean, it's like alcohol. Right. It'd be like, okay, go ahead. Go ahead. You all drinking alcohol? Go for it. You know, hell no. We're parents. We're responsible. Mm-hmm. You know, they set an age limit, and that is the age limit in which I teach my children, and don't allow it. I don't allow it. My grandchildren, and understanding that, and cannabis is legal now, even recreationally. So anyone in their home or their backyard can use cannabis. Of course, there's no suggestion at all here that you use it around your children at all. But I know people are in the backyard, their kids are in the house, or they know what it smells like. When I go to that home, I don't use cannabis in the house, and I use it away from my grandchildren. But my child is concerned about that because they don't want it to relate back to their father's use, who was lazy. And I said, but you can't do that. You can't hide it like it's bad. You have to teach them that.
You can't keep the world from that one problem. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's legal now. In Michigan, it's legal. People can use this. So what you maybe teach, you know, you're just teaching them the wrong thing. What you teach them is, it is legal now, but I'll crack your ass. You use it before you're 21. Oh, wait.
Exactly.
Cut that out, Craig, because someone will sue me for saying we crack our kids' asses. But I'm just saying, no. So if you never condone your children using anything that they're not supposed to. So the same is with cannabis. You need to talk to them, though. You need to let them know, you know, that it is legal now, but you do not use it. I 100% don't use it. And I mean, you tell them not to use it in every way you would teach them not to use alcohol.
Right. Oh, there's that too. You know, like, I tell you what, like, it's another thing too. We've had, you know, open dialogue about everything where I just knew that there was going to be a point where there's going to be kids that want to experiment with things. And especially with cannabis, you know, that experience in its own, like, don't steal your friend's weed, your dad's weed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I legitimately worry about who it is that they are with and how they perceive it in their life. Like, there are parents out there that are not open dialogue about it. Don't talk about it as a privilege that you have when you get older and what it does for them on a medical level. For example, if you're trying to get them to understand that it is a medicine too, as well as recreational, because alcohol's got medicinal purposes to it too, but we don't talk about that. So at this point, when you're talking about cannabis, we can actually reintroduce something that has been taken away from us for a long time, in my opinion, based on political views, not based on moralistic values.
It's based on money, greed and money.
Yes, absolutely. And that
we'll get into that on other episodes. We'll talk about that.
But and that's, you know, that's the domino effect of all of it, basically. It's not just that, oh, weed's bad, alcohol is bad. The people that are involved with lobbying and things of that nature, teaching you to just say no and this, that, and the next thing, it's all political. And so it does go back to that. So it's like, this isn't a bad thing. They're saying it's a bad thing. There's a bunch of brainwashed people who believe that this is a bad thing. The jail. So it is like we were saying earlier, it all just comes down to who you're around, who they're around, and honestly what their parents' political views are and how they view it. And that's just a big deal to me. Have you ever talked to somebody's parents about it? Because I pretty much told all my kids' parents or friends or whatever, like, look, my kids are experimenting. I caught them. And I don't want you to have your child come over here and, you know, either be influenced or influence them. Just know that this is what's happening in their life right now. And usually they're like, oh, well, then we'll see what happens in like a year from now, or like, no problem. This is part of life.
Yeah. And you know, and another area of this is the law and following the law, because one, you don't want, people are growing cannabis in their homes. They're up to 12 plants recreationally. So anyone 21 and over can have 12 plants growing in their home. Other certain circumstances in which you cannot do that, where you live or things like that. But in the law, you'd find that. But so pretty much all children have access to cannabis. So what you have to do as a parent also, if you are growing cannabis, to make sure you're following the law, that you have it locked up, that they don't have access to it, and that, you know, there is nowhere in the law that states, I could never figure this out why it wasn't, and I'm not asking for it, but it states about, like, pre-harvest, about how many you can have, where you can store it, but it never talks about post-harvest. It never says, well, it does say it has to, I don't even know if there's a law that says it has to be locked up your post-harvest from your children. I don't think so, because people put their medibles in their fridge. That's not locked up. Do I recommend locking it up? Absolutely. We always have, you know, the lock boxes, whatever that you can get your hands on, because will kids explore? Well, you've never been a kid if you say no to that, because kids will explore. They'll experiment. And when I say, you know, sure, now that I know the difference between all of it, if my kids are going to experiment, I would rather they be more the cannabis user than alcohol or drugs. But in no way on the show and what we're talking about do we condone any child under the age and legal state using cannabis. So I want to make that clear. But as parents, how, and as parents and grandparents, I mean, I don't want my child to reflect to my grandchildren that this is bad when I'm using it, because that reflects the wrong message on them in today's day and age. And I'm not doing anything illegal. So if you're using cannabis, you have children, make sure you know the laws. Number one, follow the laws, because they can be used against you. And CPS, there are many cases in the past. I'll give you a good example, too. One of my children moved into my home and with my grandchildren, and I was growing cannabis. It was all locked up, locked down, no access. They lived on the upper, and I was there, and they were there for a short time in transition of moving. So their coats were there, and so my child's teacher she noticed a difference, and so there was a conversation with that teacher, and she said, "Well, I smell cannabis on the children," and she was devastated. They were devastated, and I was devastated, and made them move out right away, because it was such a concern at that time, especially years ago when CPS was coming in, and that's the last thing I wanted was CPS to be called, because everything was legal. But it was just, it's not even was about the stigma, it was about the policies not catching up to the laws and the teachers understanding. Like now, I mean, can you imagine how many children must go to school smelling like cannabis? If people can grow 12 plants in their home, even though it's locked up, it goes through the filters. So just understanding that, and everything shifting and changing and moving in a forward motion. And so be smart parents, talk to your children about cannabis. You can find a lot out online, and the state of Michigan has a lot of information on their website. MyCompassion.org is the state's first federal 501c3 nonprofit. We've been doing a lot of education over the last 12 years or so, and we've advocated for research. It's a difficult thing to do with cannabis until it's federally rescheduled, but all we can do is hopefully get some done here in Michigan, and that's about all I have for this episode. I want to thank everyone for listening. Before we end, I do want to talk about the 420 Canna Expo. I'm so excited that we are holding it this year, June 4th and 5th. Everyone's talked to do with the expo is excited and ready to attend and get out. This year, we're going to focus on like a hemp market, where if you're in hemp industry, whether you are growing hemp, processing, or purchasing hemp for industrial, medical use, we invite you to come out, because the hemp market will have all of that for you to be able to meet each other and get that information. Anyone that has bulk CBD from hemp, or hemp itself bulk hemp, and wants to sell that, they can. Sales can happen with CBD from hemp there at Soaring Eagle that weekend. So seeds, seedlings, fresh grown product, processed products. Anyone in the industry and everyone looking should come out. So that's one thing I'm really excited about. And then we're working on the brands to have them come out so that You can see what's here in Michigan, what brands are popular and out. I have some favorite brands. I'm not going to say their name until they come out, but I always look for them in the provisioning. And so we're working with some brands, and the High Roller reception, the networking reception on Friday, June 4th, is going to be outdoor at the resort, and it's absolutely a gorgeous area, and we'll have some appetizers and cash bar entertainment, and we really would think everyone would love to come out to that, especially in June, under the stars, beautiful fountain, great music, and just some great networking with all of our exhibitors and sponsors and attendees. You can get tickets for only $42. It's just, what a great price to be able to attend that. So yeah, it's register for free. The expo is free. Latricia, what do you have on it? I know you've been working hard on it.
Basically, one of the things that I wanted everybody to identify with is this is the cheapest event that you're going to get in Michigan right now with more bang for your buck. You're going to get experiences from learning from the present presenters. You're going to have lots of fun times meeting people at the networking. I never get this right at the networking event, which will be beautiful, Soaring Eagle Casino. And I also am excited about meeting all the different vendors and exhibitors at the exhibitor circle. I'm kind of excited because this is my first one, but looking at the pictures and the videos of the last one, looks like it was pretty exciting the last time we had one.
It was. I'll tell you, 2019 was a great year. I handed a survey out to all of the exhibitors and asked them how they enjoyed it. It was positive feedback from everyone. They had a great time. Many of them are back again this year. Our sponsors, Denise Policella, Scott Roberts, they'll be there. They'll be presenting. But you're right, for $99, you get to have the presentations, the private presentations, and the VIP treatment on Friday night, and to be able to network with everyone. So it is a great price, and the expo's free. Register to make sure you get an event bag. We are calling on all of our exhibitors to put something in there for you, and I'm sure that many of them will, and so it'll be a sweet event bag, and nothing better than Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort to spend June 4th and 5th. It's a great place to be, one of the finest, largest casinos in the middle of Michigan, so no matter where you're coming from in Michigan, whatever direction, and our sister states, you don't have too far to go. So, and there's a water park if you want to bring your family. Soaring Eagle has a beautiful water park. I'm sure in June it'll be ready to go, or probably is now, indoor. So yeah, that's we hope to see you. Go to 420CannaExpo.com. Cannamates, go to Cannamates.com, and you can get some information on My Compassion at MyCompassion.org. And Latricia, thank you so much. We've gotten through episode 2, so here we go. And I appreciate you being here.
Yeah.
Well, everyone, thank you for listening. We appreciate your being here. We hope that we brought you some great, knowledgeable information from our own experience, and we look forward to bringing more information on episode 3 and future episodes, and thank you for being here.
You know life will let you down. Love will leave you lonely. Sometimes the only way to get by to get high. So she tucks her kids in at night, kisses her husband, turns off the light, talks to God, says, Lord, help me accept what I can't change. But until I learn to do that, thanks for the Mary Jane. 'Cause you know life will let you down. Love's gonna leave you lonely. Sometimes the only way to get by is to get high. Yeah, sometimes the only way to get high.